Everybody, back to another episode of Heezy's World. This is episode 144, and I'm back in the dough. Hope everybody's doing well. I have a special guest with me tonight. Let me get her right real quick with the sound and all that. You know, I'm the one-man producer over here. Oh, shoot. One second, guys. Bear with me. One-man producer shit. Okay. All right, bet. I think we in there. So if you can see, welcome everybody, Tierra, to the podcast. It's my... Oh, it's not coming out on the speaker. Hold up. Let me see something. She was... I was on her podcast once. No Books and Coffee. And yeah. Welcome her back. Give me one second here. I'm trying to get it together here. Y'all wouldn't be able to do this with an iPhone like I'm doing. Trust me.
I don't even know what it is you're doing right now.
Oh, I'm just trying to connect you to the speaker so you could be heard, because right now I can only hear you.
Okay.
Yeah. It's giving me the blues right now. Oh, wait, is it speaker one or speaker room? Bear with me. But anyway, let me talk. As you guys can see, I have a band-aid on my head. Such tackiness. Such ridiculousness.
Why do you have a band-aid on your head?
Yes, why do I have a band-aid on my head? Essentially, to put it in my terms, I'm not a surgeon, and I try to do surgery.
Oh.
And, I know so many estheticians. I know so many people that are good with sound. I mean, it's not sound. I'm worried about my sound right now. But I'm good with skin. Especially Zuby Dooby. My sister. And a whole lot of others. Did the camera turn us on?
No.
But yeah.
Now.
We're going to have to work with this for a second, because I don't know why it's not trying to play. Or maybe...
Yeah,
I can't hear you, but everybody can't hear you real quick. So let me see. But anyway, I'll keep talking about the Band-Aid. But anyway, yeah, so I don't know. I'm a pretty obsessive person. Like, what did I do? Okay, let's see. I can't leave shit alone. I got to see an issue. I got to fucking solutionize that joint.
You
got
to fix it.
Yeah. No, it's still not working. Oh, man. I got one more thing I can try, but no, that's not going to work either. You can hear her? How well? And what's up, Nikki?
Hey, Nikki.
But she said they can hear you.
Oh, okay.
All right, we'll work with that. But, yeah, so... Yeah, essentially, I thought I had a pimple on my head, like you've guessed, Nikki.
Wow.
And, well, not a pimple, but a blackhead. I don't know. I look at my skin, you know, this is a light skin issue. I don't know if you deal with this that much. But, but essentially, I see a blackhead. I usually try to get it out sometimes. I know my sister tells me not to do it, but I still try it. And, yeah, so essentially it's not a blackhead. Maybe it's a mole. I don't fucking know. I'll recover. It'll go back. I really haven't gave a fuck. It's my first time putting a Band-Aid on it, but I don't know. I just gotta I wanted to act like
an open mark on your forehead now.
Yeah, but it'll go away. It's all right. I'm still sexy. I don't give a damn. I know I'm sexy. I'll sexify myself in a little bit. In a little while. It's okay. Oh, Zuby the Esty, soon as I spoke about her. Oh yeah, I'll let you see, but you're gonna be so mad at me. You'll be like, "Why the fuck did you do this?" But yeah, what's going on with you, Shawty? How you been doing?
I've been good. When's the last time I saw you? Last year? Early this year?
I know it was last year. It could have been 2 years. I don't know. Time been flying. I really don't know. It's been a minute.
No, it hasn't been that long. I feel like it's been at least a year though.
True.
Maybe 6 months. I don't know.
It's been a year. But, yeah, man, I see you ain't been podcasting for a while. But, see it's still in the airwaves. It still comes up.
I needed a break. So, I think I'm on, like, episode 90, I feel like. And then the last time we talked, I was getting into YouTube. I made a channel and I didn't do anything with the channel. But I started doing, like, videos.
Mm-hmm.
Like motivational videos. Then life happened. Like life really happened. Between me being sick, I was in and out of the hospital.
Oh man.
A couple times. Right. It was a hot mess. So I was like, let me take a break. From June, I think my last episode was in June. So from June up until now, I haven't done anything.
Mm.
I've been writing and working on some stuff, but I'm gonna get back out there.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. Well, I'm hoping to hear you again. Podcasting is life over here in Heezy's world. But now, I took a little break too. You know, I don't know. It's something like, I don't know. Do you have any, how do you feel about podcasting to inform others or maybe inspire others?
So I think everybody's podcast is different. You know, mine is all about mental health, like everyday life and how it affects your mental health. For me,
mm-hmm.
It was a let out. And I've helped a lot of people. I got so many DMs, so many messages. I'm still getting messages now, like, when are you coming back? Like, when's your next episode? But for me, I feel like because I was pouring so much of me into it,
mm-hmm.
I needed a break. Like, life had really hit me all kinds of hard. I had a second miscarriage. I had COVID.
I'm sorry.
And then having COVID and having lupus and having asthma, it was like a WWE match. Like, it was, they literally tag teamed me back to back to back. It was like, all right, my turn. Me next. I want some. So I was just like, okay, let me sit by and sound somewhere and take a break. So.
Damn, though. I'm glad you're better. I'm sorry you went through all that. That's crazy. That's damn.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're back, though. You're good.
I'm back and semi better than ever. Like, I don't think I'm going to do another episode this year. I might, like, start towards the end of December, but I got so much stuff coming up. Like, my clothing line I'm working on that I had to put on hold. Podcast is coming back. My events are coming back. So, a lot.
Okay. I mean, shit, you got shit coming up. That's nice. That's inspiring by itself. I mean,
how you been?
I'm good. Life has been lifing. You know what I'm saying? I can't complain. There's things that I can't mention, but I've been through some shit as well. I got COVID.
I see.
I got COVID like once. What you mean? You see?
Changes on your page, and I was just like, oh, okay.
I don't know what you're talking about, but but yeah, I mean, everything's positive. I mean, positive changes. I only make changes because things got to change. You know what I'm saying? So, just a little bit of turbulence here and there, but everything's all right. But yeah, thanks for asking. I appreciate that. But yeah, I can't complain. I can't complain because I feel like I'm the causer of my issues most of the time. You know what I'm saying? Not like I cause issues, but it's more like, you know, I have so much fun, you know, I gotta repay, you know, I gotta sit down. I gotta, you know, but, yeah, that's about it. I'm back podcasting, you know, I'm just here. I'm doing what I gotta do. Working, all that shit. Life is life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I do feel like, I mean, I'm always feeling like a new person, but I feel like, you know, I like where I'm at right now. But, yeah, anyway. Now, I failed to mention, like, this episode, like, I don't really, you know, we'll keep it short today, but this episode is kind of weird. It may be kind of weird. I didn't get to alert you. I basically was like, hey, on 9:30, we're going to be on the show.
You just don't.
But, so I'm going to talk about death.
Okay.
I hope that's not too much of an issue for anybody. But I feel the need to just talk about it. I mean, it's, I don't know if you're aware, it's the, was it Day of the Dead or I just be reading shit and I just wonder what other people think sometimes. I don't know it to be true. I did watch this Disney movie where they had the dead, like, I think it had something to do with it.
Are you talking about Encanto or
that
movie?
I
watched it the other day.
I don't think I seen Encanto. It was one with the Mexican people. I hope I said that right.
And it was Coco.
Coco, yeah, that joint, yeah. When they was playing music and it was skeletons and shit. I don't know, but it was a pretty interesting story. And it has something to do with the Day of the Dead. Like, I think it's called Dia de Muerte or something like that. Yeah, I try to stay in my lane as far as what I need to know, what I should wonder about. But I don't know. That piqued my interest, and I don't know about you, but I don't think this is it. You know, as far as life, like, I mean, as far as like, I don't know. What do you think? Where do we go after we leave?
I don't know, weirdly enough, like, I don't believe that there's a hell. There's just, for me, like, growing up in the church and being taught, like, you either go to heaven or hell, for me, it was like, you have this God that loves you, but if you fuck up, he sends you to this burning pit. Like, it just didn't make sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always felt like there was some sort of afterlife. I don't know whether it's like we're reincarnated into like some weird ass animals or like what, but I feel like there's more to it than what we actually see.
Yeah.
Kind of like in Coco, like there's an afterworld where you're there, but you're not really there.
Right.
I do feel like people live on.
Yeah,
I'm a firm believer. Once somebody passes, somebody else is born.
True that. I hear all these things. I don't have no solid thought on what can be true or not. You know, I just feel like I think it's a good thing that God, or, you know, depending on what you, I don't want to, you know, be all religious.
Whatever you believe in.
I don't think this would be it. I like that we don't know what's next. Like, as long as life has been life, nobody's figured out what the hell happens on the other side. There's been claims and guesses and assumptions and stuff, but I don't think anybody's figured it out. I do think there is like reincarnation. I do think there's reincarnation. I don't know though. I don't know. It could all just be happening at once. I don't know.
Yeah. I really do think there's like reincarnation. I just don't know if it's like, you know, I'm going to die and I'm going to come back as a bird or like some weird shit. I don't know. But I do think reincarnation is a thing.
So does it affect how you are now? Like,
No, because here's the thing. With me, I don't think much affects how I live my life or who I am. Like, so you listen to the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
If you listen to the episodes, like, you know, I've literally been through hell and back and then, like, flipped it, reversed it, all of that. So for me, it's just like, I don't think anything affects how I live or how I see life, because I've been through it all.
You believe
I'm just curious as to what's next.
You believe in karma?
I do. True. So, you know, I'm big on astrology. And I am ruled, Aquarius is ruled by Saturn,
mm-hmm.
which is a very karmic planet. I think it is Aquarius, Gemini's, and there's one other one I can't think of, but
I hope it's not Cancer.
I really believe in karma.
Cause that's like the worst threat. And no offense, I mean, and no offense to any of my Aquarius friends, but y'all got some shit about y'all, and I'm just like, maybe that's just, you know, I feel like everybody's necessary, but at the same time, you know, it's just like some people just like, wow. I mean, you know, some people, we just don't mesh all the time over certain things.
I think we are teachers. Like, when you meet an Aquarius, you're going to learn a lesson. It's either we're going to teach you how to love, or we are going to teach you how to, like, really hate. And that's just no way. There's no in between.
True that.
I think that your patterns prior to us determine who we are to you, though. Like, I could be meant for you. I could be meant to turn your life around into a good thing. I could be meant to bring you peace, or I could be the one that's supposed to bring you hell.
Well, all right. I mean, that sounds like some Aquarius shit that y'all think y'all should be the people to do some shit like that. No,
I did. I feel like that's what it is. Now, them Aquarius men, they a whole different animal.
Well, Sagittarius, we just do what we feel is necessary whenever we feel it's necessary. We do whatever at any time.
It doesn't matter what time it is. Like, if y'all feel like that's what it is, then that's what it is. My sister is like that, and I just be looking at her sometimes like, you couldn't wait a minute to do that? Like, you couldn't wait to say that? She's like, no, it needed to be said. Okay.
Hey.
So, in the middle of the grocery store, and this two-year-old is running around, this is what you, okay.
All right. Hey. But, so what was I saying? As far as going back to what I was talking about with where do we go? Oh, it was like, so you don't, like, based, like, whatever your belief may be, like reincarnation or heaven, like going to a better place based off the way you live now. You don't believe in that? Like, being a good person will get you into heaven or make you an eagle or a lion next up or whatever?
No, honestly, because you can be a good person and something fucked up still happen to you. Like, look at where we are now. Like, I don't personally know Takeoff. However, I do, from what I saw, he was the quiet one. And, like, watching the videos, whatever trifling human decided to post the videos of him being, you know, shot. It's just, no matter how good of a person you are, life will hit you when it's ready to hit you. And how it hits you, like, you don't have a say-so on that. no matter how good of a person you are, like if you're meant to go, you're meant to go.
Facts. And that's what I was going to talk about. RIP Takeoff. Very surprising. But like you said, and it's the truth. And to quote my man Chris, niggas die every day, B. Like, yeah. And anybody can go at any time. And that's why you should treat people right at all times. You know what I'm saying? Or as best as you can, or as real as you can. And
I think I've become numb to death. Because every time I turn around, like, somebody's dying. Like, whether it's someone I know or whether it's in the media, like, literally, every time I turn around, somebody's dying. And it's just like, what do you...
I think...
I don't be feeling like crying all the time. It's just like, people are like, why do you feel? I mean, it's Tuesday. Like, that's how I feel.
And, I mean, yeah, you hit it. On the head, it's like, I'm sure I'm numb to it too. I don't have a reaction anymore for real. It's sad as fuck. You know what I'm saying? It's scary. It's terrible. It's dumb. But that's why I try to, read, become more intelligent, like learn things. Maybe, you know, like this can't be it because this is some bullshit down here. I mean, I'm thankful for my life, but you know, it's bullshit looking at everybody else. I mean, and I go through bullshit too. And I feel like collectively humans / black people go through shit, the worst shit. So
this shit is just ghetto.
Yeah. So, I mean, this can't be it. So I just feel like, I don't know. You just got to live your life, you know, cherish what we have here and then just move on and we'll see what happens next. But it is sad.
Like, what, two teenagers at that. One of them playing football with one of my girlfriend's nephews. Like, two teenagers literally just got killed the other day. And it's like, how do you respond to that? What do you say? Because, like, people are tired of crying. People are tired of mourning. And unfortunately, it comes to a point where it's just like, all right, it's Wednesday. Let me get my ass up and go to work. And it sounds really insensitive, but like that's the world we live in.
No, I mean that is what it is, and only like it's hard to life is life, and like we said, so we got it's hard to pause every time somebody dies. You know, I mean, when it's close to us, yeah, we stopping. We ain't doing shit.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. But I mean, you know, you just gotta you gotta change your perspective. I don't know. I try to think better about it. Like I see him again. We just making the wait more juicier. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. Speaking on Takeoff though, like what were your immediate thoughts?
So I woke up to a message. I'm in a group chat. It's me, my sister, and our two friends in a group chat, and that was the first thing I woke up to yesterday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yesterday. She sent a good morning message and she was like, Takeoff is dead. And then my sister woke up, like I read it, but I was half asleep. So it didn't register. So my sister texted back and was like, from Migos. And I was just like, yeah, I just heard that. But then the more I heard it throughout the day, and then I saw people posting the video. First of all, I wanted to fight whoever posted the video of him like that and like screaming and crying. So I was like, because like seriously, and it wasn't nobody, it was somebody black, and it pissed me off because it's just like you have no clue about you at all. Like you literally posted this man screaming.
Oh man! Now I didn't see all that. I saw a picture, but. Yeah, I know there's a...
I saw it, and there's videos going around, and, like, I had to, like, literally take a break for a minute, because there's videos going around, and you can hear him screaming. You can hear Quavo screaming, like...
Oh, man.
Watching him die, like, that... To me, I feel like one is really insensitive for someone to even record it. I feel like it was definitely a setup. But I also feel like, at what point do we just, stop killing each other?
Well, see, I mean, like I said, I'm like you said, I'm numb. I mean, this ain't new. This ain't the first thing. This ain't the first time for any of us. And people, and unfortunately, what I have to say about this is an unfortunate situation of our circumstances here on Earth or here in America or whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying? It's like, these are our circumstances. And people do these fucked up things. You're a mental health person. I think about mental health. I go as far as excusing people for what the fuck they've done because I'm so worried about why the fuck they do it. I'm more interested in that shit. But yeah,
I'm always curious as to why. What brought you here? Why?
There's the thing they call it clout. I mean, there's money. You know what I'm saying? People are paying for that type of shit. You know, we can't change none of this shit until this is where I was going with. Oh, well, this is how I felt with Tay, because I saw it in the morning as soon as I woke up. And then, I was just like, what the fuck? What? I just could not believe that shit. But it happens every day. We can't excuse who it is because of who they are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then I was texting one of my most gangster friends, and he was fucked up about it. And I'm just like, man. And like I said, we all go through this shit all the time. Like, it's not, and I hate to sound, I hope I'm not sounding insensitive, but like I said, I am numb,
Unfortunately, we've had to become that way. Like, every fucking week, every 2 weeks, somebody is dying.
You have to, because how can you operate?
It ain't even been a month. It ain't even been a month since who, the other one.
What, P&B Rock?
P&B Rock. It ain't even been 30 days since that. Like, seriously.
Yeah. And so my thing is, nothing changes until we actually unite. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not trying to speculate. Now, I know there's a lot of speculation on what happened and how it happened, why it happened. I'm focused on more of the monsters that we don't realize or recognize as a people. There's so many things. Being killed, murder is definitely one, but so many things, we don't rise up on shit. I'm sure people already forgot or people already moved on, you know what I'm saying? And we're not connected to these people, these people's families, and yes, people are very insensitive for posting shit. They don't think about that this is somebody's son and father or cousin, brother, what all that shit. Nobody thinks about that shit when it's not them. That's how everybody is when they don't. I don't want to say own shit, but when you're not, that's not yours, and it's not your people or whatever. That's how everybody is. It seems insensitive.
That's the hot topic for this week. But I give it till Sunday. It's Sunday before everybody's moved on and talking about something else.
I don't like to generalize like that, because I'm a Migos fan. I feel like that was one group. I didn't never think I would like them as much as I like them. And, I was very devastated, but, I was like, what the fuck's going on? Why are they not together no more? What's going on?
I had the same feelings about P&B Rock when he passed. It was just like, what the fuck?
Yeah. But
so I get it.
I just feel like that group bridged the gap. That's a very famous group right there. Very famous person. Takeoff. He was just talking about getting his flowers on the, I don't know if you watched that podcast,
Drink Champs.
Drink Champs, yeah. I fell asleep on it. It was 3 hours long, but I watched a majority, an hour and a half of it. But, they were talking about, it's so sad just think about it, because he was just talking about, give me my flowers, man, you know what I'm saying? Give me my flowers while I'm here. I don't want them while I'm not here, you know what I'm saying? That's how we should treat everybody, but, yeah. It's wild. But, yeah.
But I give it to Sunday. Everybody's still feeling it right now. But by Sunday, they'll be moved on. You see anybody talking about P&B Rock anymore? And all it takes is a few days.
They only bring them up when somebody else dies. Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, until somebody else dies, after probably this weekend. You won't hear nothing about it again.
But I will say, I don't like to generalize like that. I don't like to generalize like that. I don't like to say everybody or, you know, everything. Like, everybody ain't feeling like that. It's just, I don't know. Like, I feel like this is the wrong time to bring this up, but Kanye, I feel like Kanye said some real shit. I don't know. How do you feel about Kanye, first of all, before I switch the subject?
I don't know how I feel about Kanye. So here's my thing.
And I really hate to switch subject on people who are feeling something just now.
Kanye is a musical genius. However, I think he's very strategic. I don't agree with the shit that he's saying. Let me make that very clear. I don't agree with a lot of the stuff that he's saying. Mm-hmm. But I feel like he's very strategic, and I can't figure out for the life of me what this man is trying to do. But whatever he's doing, it's not working out the way that he thought it was going to work out, because he's losing a lot right now. And when I say losing a lot, he's losing a lot more than money. Like, I feel like, being in the mental health field, because I'm a director for a psychiatry office. So being in the field, I see people like this all the time, and something is not right. Like, I'm not going to say he's suicidal, because God, I hope not. But at the same time, I've been around it enough to know, I don't necessarily know that he's going to, like, be around, or he's planning to be around.
Okay, well, let me just interject. I just wanted to bring it up. I don't know if you watch his interviews, but it was just certain shit he's saying. Like, all right, I do have a different view than you. I do agree with certain things you're saying. Like, I hear the mental health things. The thing is, I kind of relate with Kanye when it comes to the mental health. Because I actually watch, I'm a fan. I am on and off. I don't like, I hate how he destroys himself like this. But,
And how he does it is of someone who just doesn't necessarily
want to
be here, and it's just like, what the fuck is happening here?
I ain't going there for it. I don't know. You can say that. That's because he is being self-destructible right now. He just ruined his fucking financial shit right now. But, I mean, I just want to differ with opinions right quick, because I do kind of feel Kanye. But, I mean, he just brought up, like, if you didn't watch the interviews, my one thing that I focused on was how he was pointing out. And he was talking about the Jewish, and I'm going to be careful to talk about the Jewish my damn self. But,
but, on Facebook, Instagram.
Right, right. But essentially, he was just saying how he personally thinks, like, the shit is controlled. And I do kind of feel like certain people have it in their contracts, rappers, and maybe movies or whatever, to talk about certain things that are self-destructible to the culture. And, you know, that's all I was trying to point out with Kanye. So, I mean, I definitely got your gist right there. And I don't want to really talk about Kanye. It's not the time. I mean, well, we can talk about Kanye. It's whatever. We're on Yeezy's world. But it was more of the focus on, like, why are we killing each other? Why? What is in our heads to make us kill each other like this? Like, what is doing that? I don't, like.
And that's a question I always ask. And people hate when we bring up black on black crime. People can't stand it, but it's just like, realistically speaking, I mean, when you add two and two together, it equal four. No matter how many ways you try to flip the twos, they equal four.
But I think I understand what you're saying. I ain't no. I mean, we could put the statistics out there, and yeah, what you're saying is, yeah. But, I just.
And that's not to say other races don't do it, but, like, he has points. He's making valid points.
Right, I mean, but yeah, it's like the why. I mean, all right, so what is your why to why we specifically die a lot? Especially rappers, like, and not even focus on rappers, but I'm talking about black people. But, you know, why is it? Because this is the topic, and I'm kind of trying to. I'm not trying to make a mockery of what happened, but it's just
no. But I think we live in like a crazy, crabs in a barrel society.
Right.
We really do. And I haven't seen it in like the Asian community. I haven't seen it in the white community. I haven't seen it in the, should always mess this up. Is it Latino?
Yeah, you saw me do it earlier when I said Mexican. But yeah, we no respect. We love the salsa.
That's one. I'm joking. Right, that's one. Listen, y'all, one of my best friends is from El Salvador, so she knows my heart. I always confuse it. But I feel like we live in a crabs in a barrel community. Like, it's like that. We don't want to see each other win. And if we do want to see each other win, it's like, okay, don't win, but so much.
It's very true. I agree with you 100%. That is definitely an evident factor in our lives.
Like, that's what's happening. People are literally getting killed over stupid shit. Like,
but why?
You can't go eat waffles now because you got on all this jewelry and shit. Like, it's crazy to me.
So,
and for the life of me, I don't know why. I don't know where. Like, I don't know why that's our mindset. You would think with all the shit that we've been through,
mm-hmm,
we would be the complete opposite. You would think we want to see each other when we want to be successful with each other. Like, we want to build each other up, but it's just not what's happening.
So what I was trying to point out earlier, and I just want your opinion, do you think music, lyrics, with, you know, when they glorify killing or whatever, gangster shit, I mean, when that's not even gangster to me, so whenever they glorify the dumb shit, do you think that's a factor?
Yeah. I don't think that's the number one factor.
Right.
But I think that is a factor on top of everything else that's happening. How often, I will say this about Kanye. I've never heard a song of his where he's rapping about killing anybody or selling drugs.
There you go. I mean, I like that you pointed that out right there. But
I have never heard a song where he's been, whether it's his song or whether he's been featured on a song, never heard a song where he's talking about killing anybody, selling drugs, none of that. Like, realistically speaking, now that I think about it, I don't even think I've heard many songs where he was talking about, like, being disrespectful to women. All of his shit is just like he's actually talking.
The only song that comes up is Gold Digger. But even that was positive.
I'm sitting here like, are there any songs like...
But I mean, that's not the focus. So more, I mean, I'm not to cut you off or anything, but it's more like, I mean, I go further to say that this shit happens because... Like what I was saying earlier, we gotta stand up. We gotta treat these things like they're actual monsters. And I want to shout out everybody that's talking. Definitely Toya, and shout out to everybody that's in the comments on Instagram. She said they convinced us to believe materialism equals culture. We're not focused on what's really important until important shit happens. And I'm kind of losing my thought right here, but like. Yeah, we got so many movies and shit about monsters and shit. We need to start looking at life like that shit is real too. Like, I mean, and I'm not trying to scare people, but I mean, it's real. There's so many monsters out here, like, as far as like, so, I mean, I want to go as far as, guns, I don't fuck with guns in the first place. And I think guns is for bitches. That's my slogan. Guns are for bitches. And I don't, you know, I don't mean that in a unisexual, it's a unisexual thing.
That's how they fight now.
That's how people fight, you know what I'm saying?
That's how they fight. And I miss the days where, like, I beat your ass with my hands. Now I got to worry about if I cut you out, is you gonna shoot me?
I go further than that. Like, we don't need to be fighting. Like, everybody wants to be pretty because we want to do freaky things, you know what I'm saying? As far as me. But you know what I'm saying? Like, nobody wants to get old. Stop it. Why you want to get rough for, man? Relax yourself. I go as far as, like, we could play some sports. We could play some video games. We could do something competitive, and then you'll fail there or you'll success there. But people still get mad off of that. Like, it's a sick system. Like, unfortunately, this is just how the world is, and like that's why when people are really shouting out right now and complaining, I see it all through social media about how Takeoff died and like why he died. Like, I feel like, why the fuck were you there? Or why do you know all this other shit? I don't want to get into none of that shit because it ain't fact to me, first of all, yet. Until I don't even know. I don't want to know. I don't want to talk about nothing. I just want to. What everybody needs to be doing is showing love for people out there, like the family members of Takeoff, so they can see that it's just love out there. Like, nobody's worrying about speculation and all that. All that shit just makes shit worse. I mean, you know, I mean, when to find out who did this shit. But anyway, I don't know. What I'm trying to say is that... What am I trying to say? We just need to work together, man. We need to work together on what is the issue out here. These are the circumstances. That's what I was saying. These are the circumstances of our life. That's why whoever had a gun that night, accidents happen when you have a gun. I mean, I don't know, you know, I don't like to think anything is an accident. I mean, I don't know. I don't go that far.
Definitely was not an accident.
I ain't going that far to say that either. I'm just saying, like, I don't know whether if anything's planned or if everything just happens at random. I just don't fucking know. I don't even choose to want to know. I just know that
a lot of stuff happens at random. But if you, and that's why I had to get off TikTok today, because for whatever reason the algorithm decided that I needed to see that, and like just watching it and hearing it, like you can actually see some. And I hate this about us. I don't know why everything needs to be on social media, but you can see the person who's recording purposely not showing like certain faces, and like they hit Quavo's face, but then like when they went to turn to whoever else, they dropped the camera.
It's like
it looks weird.
That sounds like all.
But it looks weird.
I mean, what you said right there makes me very speculative, but. I mean, to me, I mean, immediately I feel like it's like motherfuckers just be waiting for some stupid shit to happen. And
just so they can put it on social media.
Just so they could be the first one or whatever, do it for clout, whatever the fuck, you know, I don't know. But I don't know. I like a lot of people calling for change. I just want to remind people like how to change. I don't know. What do you think we can do to... Are you even worried, or are you even involved, or do you have no hope? What is your stance on what we can do?
Honestly, we have no hope.
Are you even? I mean, I know this might sound bad for me to say. I don't mean this like I don't think you don't care, but do you care?
I do, but I don't. And I mean, I can. The reason I can say I do, but I don't, is because I care, but like for my mental well-being, I can't care about that. I'm sorry that it happened to him. Like, I feel bad for his family. I feel very bad for his friends. But like, I have to worry about like my mental well-being. And if I know I'm doing my part to not be a part of that shit, like, unfortunately, I can't make the world move how I move.
Right.
I learned that a long time ago. I can't make everybody think like me. I wish I could, but I can't. Because I know I can't make everybody think like me, I can only focus on what I can do to make things around me better.
The most recent best advice I ever got was you can't change the world. Like, I've always wanted to be the person, like, I'm going to change the world. Everybody's going to understand. Mm-hmm. But you got to change yourself. You got to just change yourself. You can't change the world. And you can change yourself.
And hope people follow.
Yeah, exactly. You can change the world by changing yourself, but, you know, worry about yourself because you can't do what you think you can do. Like, as far as when you talk like that. But, and it was funny because it's funny. Like we like to be lighthearted around here. Like, you know, hey, life goes on, guys. We gotta remember, hey, we gotta keep going. And I like to smile. We gotta laugh. We gotta laugh through this shit because this shit ain't great. But
because if you don't, laugh to keep from crying.
Right. Damn. What was I about to fucking say? What's the point? You gotta just shit. Keep, what were we just talking about? Let me help me.
Keep moving. You just gotta keep moving. Like regardless of what's happening around you, keep moving.
Keep moving. My exact point ain't coming up, but yeah, essentially you've got to keep moving, keep living. But yeah, damn. Yeah, I forgot my point. I forgot what I had something, but well, it'll come back essentially at some point. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just you got to just do what you can do. Oh yeah, that's what it was. That's my my joke. It wasn't a joke. It was. I thought about you too when this is a comedian on Instagram I follow. I was hip to, and she was talking about people would be coming to them with their relationship problems or whatever issues with selfish thoughts, not thinking about the person, and it was like I don't have the capacity, and I like that. Like I feel like people should start saying that now. I don't have the capacity.
An episode like that. There's an episode, one of them episodes. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm literally saying, like, you gotta learn how to tell people, no, that's not my problem. Like, I can't deal with that today.
As a boundary.
No, like, I don't want to talk about that today. Or that is between. I tell people all the time, that's between you and the Lord. I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Right. All right. Damn, I did say we would not go over an hour. But I will. At the same time, like, I didn't expect my service to be good. I thought you was going to drop out, and I failed to mention that. Like, if it does fail, either join back in or call me back, or I'll just keep going. I definitely went on the whim, but you know, God be wanting Heezy World to go, so I don't know. But I did. There's more to talk about. I just want you to know that if you want to leave at any point, you know, just go ahead and do that. I appreciate you, and you know. But there's a few things I want to talk about.
I definitely got to get up at 5:00 in the morning.
Woo! Well, you can cut it off here if you want.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's
thank you for having me.
No, thank you for coming on. For real, I really appreciate that. And hopefully we can do it more and in person. I'm not really a big fan of doing the online video, but you know, I had to get you on here.
We'll do it in person next time.
Yeah,
and then
yeah,
I'll
yeah.
keep you posted as to when I decide to bring notebooks and coffee back.
Oh, yeah, that's a bet. Yes, so I can let everybody else know. But definitely take it easy, and I appreciate you, and, you know, be easy. Keep it good. Stay good.
All right, bye.
All right, see ya. But, yeah, thanks to Tierra for joining the podcast. I hope y'all can hear. Instagram said they could. I don't know about the rest of everybody, but yeah, as far as what I was talking about, you know, I was talking about death a lot, and I am going to get out of here shortly. I just wanted to talk about a few things. Like, you know, this is the day of the dead. Like, we got to remember to appreciate everybody that's gone, because, I mean, I don't know. Like I said, like, wouldn't you be upset if you got up there and it was like, dog, what happened? You just stopped talking about me. Like, what happened? You know, I don't know. And, you know, I'd hate to be gone and not remember. You know, I definitely want to make it to where I got statues and shit, but for the right reasons. You know, I know there's a lot of statues built on some bullshit. Like, and I did want to bring up Dan Snyder. And I know this is probably a hell of a switch. I'm going to go ahead and talk about it, though. Yeah, apparently the Redskins, the Redskins, I call them whatever the fuck I want because I don't know what we're going to be called next. Hopefully we don't move to another state. But apparently Dan Snyder didn't say, fuck it, I'm about to sell the team. This is a quick interjection right quick. I'm going to get back to what I was talking about. But I'm very ecstatic about that. I'm very happy. I don't know what the fuck, like, I can't wait. We're about to wear our all-black jerseys against Minnesota this week. We're on a 3-game winning streak. I mean, BR, you know what I'm talking about? I don't know. You know what I'm talking about? Let me go ahead and pour me a drink off that one. But I'm happy about that. But yeah, I brought that up because, you know, I always thought that FedEx Field was like, because we used to lose. We used to lose a lot. I mean, we still do lose. And, you know, I just feel like we were built on like a bunch of fucking dead Indians or some shit. And I hate to say it so nonchalantly, but it just feels like something is wrong there. And we got to get whatever the fuck is wrong out of there. Or at least, if we can't get it from underneath, get it from out the building. And, you know, I'm very happy about Dan Snyder leaving. And, yeah. So, but I said that because, you know, people are really falsely I like making up words, guy, here on Heezy's World. Hero-sized. You know, made to be heroes when they're not really heroes. I don't even think there's a such thing as a hero. We all are not perfect. We all do fucked up things, and then we try to repay it by being good. It does never repay it when you do fucked up things. But, yeah. But, so, and this has to do with statues. But, there's, you know, technology is always booming. This is a technology thing. I'm going to just read it out to y'all. Hereafter, AI is just one. This is just the notes I copy and paste, guys. It should make sense as I speak it. I'm a little bit inebriated, but you know. Hereafter, AI is just one business in a burgeoning industry of grieving technology that promises to digitally extend the lives of our dead loved ones for a nominal fee. That's funny to me. Story Life, a similar AI-driven startup, takes it a step further, allowing you to talk to a video of someone who has passed away. The company made headlines in the summer after Marina Smith, the 87-year-old grandmother and Holocaust activist, was able to talk to guests at her funeral through an AI. What was actually doing the speaking was pre-recorded videos of her speaking. The AI was simply programmed to respond to questions with the right video. The effect was nothing less than spine-tingling. The concept of using AI to try and bring back dead loved ones isn't new, and there are plenty of other ones exampled through the past year. So that's what I'm talking about is, I personally, I mean, I've lost people. I mean, you know, nothing, I still, and I don't mean, I feel like it's fucked up to say, but I feel like, I don't like talking about death that much, but you gotta let me speak, y'all. You gotta accept how I'm talking right now. Because I don't feel how everybody else feel, but I know a lot of people deal with death, and it's really something I can't fathom, and I've definitely dealt with it, but it's more, like, I mean, I've seen other people deal with it in ways that I just don't deal with it, and I don't know how I'm gonna deal with, like, I feel like I haven't lost people super close. I have lost people super close, but I mean, you know, it's just, I don't know. But I don't know. I have no idea how to speak upon the bed, like upon the dead, and I don't want people to be upset at how I speak, but please accept how I feel. It's just that, I don't know. I don't know. I wonder what's the best thing to do. And this is about technology, about extending people who have passed on, and, you know, just basically, it's like a memory to me. In conclusion, it's like fucking keeping memories alive inside of a new situation. Like, maybe they call it chatbots. They might make it to an Android. But yeah, you can get the Tupac hologram at your funeral. Is that real? Is that, you can really get the Tupac hologram at your funeral? Like, you can ask for it? But that's interesting. I don't know. Somebody, that's in the comments, but, but yeah, people do these type of things. These are real things. And I mean, I'm only talking about this because I just wonder if it's good or not. I mean, I only talk about things to inform, to entertain. But sounds like the hologram thing from iRobot. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Listen to you read the article. That's what it sounds like. Well, yeah, let me keep reading. In 2020, a man who was grieving over the death of his girlfriend 8 years before created a chatbot of her using old text messages the two had exchanged. In 2018, a man whose father passed away created a dadbot. A dadbot is a creation by this guy who basically, he lost his dad, but he basically put all his memories together. I'm sorry I don't have all the information together, but just want to give you a little history. Dadbot of his own, so his children could know that what their grandfather was like. And I like that point right there. That's what I like the most about this whole thing, as far as my interest level, is that we can't, we're human. And, I mean, and technology is here to help us. Pictures, videos, and shit, but nobody gets to really get the gist of someone that's not here anymore. And we all got a past. And we raising kids, we got kids, gonna have kids, you know what I'm saying? As long as the government allows, you know what I'm saying? So, we gotta, you know, memories got to be passed on. I mean, we got to know where we come from. We don't, like, one of my biggest rules for anybody here, if you want to really want to be happy about yourself, you got to know who the fuck you are. As far as knowing your family, knowing your, just knowing where the fuck you come from. You have to know that or you really can't move forward. But yeah, I like that. I really, you know, if I'm a grandpa or if I have, you know, I wish, I mean, I don't want to bring up bad memories, but like, I'm not saying bad memories, but I just don't want to make other people feel sad. But it's more like, I just, if I'm an old person, I want my great, 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 great grandchildren to be like, oh yeah, great, 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 great uncle, grandfather Heezy was just fucking awesome. Now see why we're so awesome today. And yes, you will be awesome. And I hope you get to watch this on YouTube still or wherever the fuck it transfers to. I hope it transfers. But yes, your great, 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 great grandfather was fucking the best. And people used to hate, but they celebrate every once in a while. But yes, everybody's great. But, oh damn, I gotta let my dog in. But, all right, let me keep going. In 2017, a woman created a simulation of her friend who was killed after he was hit by a car. It's even been the plot on an episode of Black Mirror dubbed Be Right Back, where a woman is able to communicate with her dead fiancé via a chatbot, eventually an android. So the negative things people say. This is a nice name, but it's weird. Irina Raichu, like Raichu the Pokemon, is Thunder Pokemon. But anyway, says you can't really have a conversation with the bot after all. It's not a person. It's lines of code. Saying that it adds fuel to the fire of profound misunderstandings society at large has about AI. And I like what she says there because I feel like I like Facebook. I like the internet. I love the internet. I feel like it's a fucking tool and people forget that. I feel like people just think things exist and we're supposed to just use them. Like, it's a tool. You use them to do things like, you know, I show off, I'll inform, I like to goof, you know what I'm saying? I like to just make memories. That's how I use the tool. And communicate with friends. It really started off as a social thing. That's what the fuck it was in the beginning. Now it's transformed, i.e. TikTok. But, people don't know what they're doing all the time. That's all I'm trying to point out. The problem is knowing more and more at society as chatbots begin to become more and more sophisticated, blurring the line between reality and simulation drastically enough that some are even questioning whether or not these bots are sentient. So people start thinking shit is real. Like, oh, it's not even really a bot anymore. It's my dad. You know, I was like, I don't know. Excuse my nonchalantness here. But, and when you tack on the trauma of loss, a moment in a person's life when they are most raw and vulnerable, these interactions could be a recipe for disaster. Another grief counselor, Alan Wolfelt, said, "We already live in a mourning avoidant culture. These technologies would be something I would add to as a contributor to complicating people's ability to mourn. Giving a person who is in the throes of grief an AI chatbot of their loved one could be like handing an alcoholic a bottle of whiskey." Mm. And then to go further, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the one of the justices that died, didn't consent, and yet there's an AI of her about her. Like, I don't know, she just answers questions on some website or some shit. I don't know what's that about. Yeah, he said, my sister says, I was thinking that too. Some memories could be chaotic. See, I don't know. I just feel like, see, me, I'm the type of person that believes in the power of the person. Like, we should always overcome what may take over us. So I am a bit insensitive in the ways where some people are at the edge or some people just can't grasp what's going on in life. Or, you know, I haven't dealt with as much. I don't think I've dealt with as much grief. I've dealt with grief. I have grief in my life, but I've seen other people go through shit, and I'm just like, God damn, I couldn't. I can't. God damn, I'm thankful for what I have. You know what I'm saying? We all should be. But, I don't know. I really don't know. I like the idea of keeping memories alive, though. That's why I take so many pictures. I like nonchalant pictures. I like catching the moment of somebody not knowing they're being recorded. But, you know, you have to have the knowledge to be able to read that shit in the future. So, I don't know. What's more important is Nada. That's what I care about. But, yeah. I'll go ahead and talk. I guess I'll talk about this. I don't want to bring it's more shit. But anyway, moving on to the next subject. Why did my live end? That's interesting. Hold on. Wonder why that happened. They're back to doing the hour thing. Oh, that's so interesting. Well, you know what? I'll go on. I'll talk about it. YouTube, Facebook, everybody else can still see. Instagram is not here anymore. Damn. Or I can still bring Instagram up on this phone. Haha. Technology. Producer Heezy is always on the fucking job. But, yeah. It's a wild world out there, yo. So, moving on to my next subject. We're going to get out of here. But I thought it was interesting. Interesting news. Should I care about it? It's Heezy's World, guys. Don't forget. Vasectomies are on the rise. I see people celebrating. I have guests in the building, by the way. Thanks to my guests, my Instagram guests, my Facebook guests, my YouTube guests. Definitely thank people that come in, though. I love people that join in on, you know, and Tierra, my guest that was on the live. But yeah, anyway, yes, vasectomies are on the rise. Gentlemen are committing to, I don't know what the fuck, I don't know why. I don't know. All right, so Roe v. Wade. You know, that's a thing. Roe v. Wade, since Roe v. Wade went through, you know, I don't want to bring up bad news. I don't know if this is like a trigger to women. But, you know, they're trying to get people to not do abortion anymore. I don't know. I don't even have the knowledge for real. I do have the knowledge, but I'm drinking and I don't want to say stupid shit. But, yeah, vasectomies are on the rise. I think the number is, according to this article, it was like 219 million. What are the hysterectomies? Is that a woman thing? Woman vasectomy? Okay. 219 million vasectomies to, I think, 19 million vasectomies. And it's on a rise because of Roe v.'s. Well, people are attributing to Roe v. Wade. More men are getting vasectomies post-Roe v. Wade. Doctors say calling on men to ejaculate responsibly. Ejaculate responsibly, gentlemen. We do not do that. We don't ejaculate irresponsibly. It's like people are ejaculating irresponsibly. We got to face the facts out here. But, yes. Calling on men to ejaculate responsibly. Also, I want to point out that World Vasectomy Day is coming up on November 18th. And there's a doctor out there. I didn't get his name. I think it's Esgar Garin. My notes are kind of all over the place, but he's giving out 50 free vasectomies worth $35,000, celebrating that the procedures are on the up and that men are taking reproductive health into their own hands. He says, so with the stats of, you know, more women getting these situations, he says this leads us to think that men are only actually having fun making babies and we're not participating enough in reproduction, but beyond procreation. And that is because women are heavily invested in what pregnancy is, but men are not, because we will never, ever know what it is to be pregnant. It doesn't matter how supportive we can be. We could be absolutely wonderful, but it doesn't matter, Gorin said. We're not as invested, and because we're not as invested, women will take matters into their own hands because they're protecting themselves. I have no idea what to think about that shit. You know what I'm saying? We carry babies too. I mean, we're just living semen sacks. I mean, I don't know what to say. I don't know. I'm not saying we're carrying babies, but we're carrying babies too. I know I'm not comparing. I just like to make that fact that we are carrying babies. How did they get to you? You don't just have them. I hope I'm not being offensive, but I'm just saying, like, we carry the babies too, you know? We can protect our nuts. We don't like to get kicked there because of that, you know? If it wasn't... Say, no, let me stop. But if it wasn't for us, say, no. But anyway, we're all necessary human beings. Like I told you, like, anyway, necessary scientists are human beings. But, I don't know. All right, there's more notes here. Oh, wait. But yeah, I don't know. I don't really have no thoughts on it. I just wanted to point that out, that people are getting vasectomies. I thought the whole Roe v. Wade thing was like, I don't know. I hear everything people be talking about. Even Kanye is talking about it again. I'm sorry, guys. Kanye brings up a lot of certain things that I think are important. But anyway, I'm not trying not to be crazy. But I feel like they're already trying to stop us from having kids. Like, I don't know if there's starting to be a slowdown in the population or what. I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but I hear these things and I just wonder. But I'm not vasectomized, and I guess I'll be planting these seeds from now on out this motherfucker. Y'all want some heezy trees? But nah, yeah, anyway. Just wanted to point that out. What I was talking about with Tierra earlier, when I was trying to bring out Takeoff, I'm not trying to really involve Takeoff in any of this. I just know that there's a constant issue out here. The fact that we killing each other, I'm not even going to the race factor. It's more of just like this fact, there's actual monsters out here. And I'm not talking about people, I'm talking about systems that are maybe accidentally in place that are creating monsters. Like alcohol. Like, alcohol is something I wrote down. Why did I write this down? Alcohol killing us. Oh, 1 in 5 deaths of... 1 in... Y'all know y'all math? 1 in 5 deaths. That's like... What is that? That's 20% of U.S. adults. 20 to 49 and... 20 to 49 years of age is... All right, I'm reading, and I'm a little inebriated. Let me read it again. 1 in 5 deaths of U.S. adults 20 to 49 is from excessive drinking, study shows. And that's 20% of us, guys. That's 20%. Everybody that watches this podcast is in that fucking age range. We got to realize that these are actual monsters. Like, I like to drink. I'm drinking right now. I purposely don't like to drink by myself, and I'm not. Happily. Cheers to that. I like to put these things in place because I know it's dangerous. I've lost people, family members, friends to this shit. Like, drinking. I don't know what it is. You know what I'm saying? They do attribute it to drinking, but some people, like, I think smoking is worse than drinking. Well, no, actually, drinking is worse than smoking. Let me rewind that. Sorry. But I just don't like people to smoke. I don't like people to smoke cigarettes. I feel like that's just like why? You're really fucking up. Smoke. I'd rather you smoke some weed. I'm not just going to say whether I'm a connoisseur, advertiser of that type of thing. But you should. I'd rather you do that because that's straight from the ground. I know tobacco is from the ground, but it's like it's really manufactured. But, and smoking, period, is bad. Like, if you're going to do the weed or tobacco, maybe eat it in a cake or something. Like, eating it is better. Even, like, I work in the medical field. Anal is quicker, guys. or intravenously through the blood is quicker as well. But I don't want you guys injecting yourself because that leads to other diseases. Maybe I should change the subject. we got to realize the monsters out here. This is my new thing. I'm trying to call what can kill us monsters. You know what I'm saying? Because if we want to be here, I don't know if we can really live past 200 or even get past 150. But, you know, I feel like it would be nice. And I think technology is helping us get there. And, you know, I don't know. People want us here. I mean, some of us want to go. Some of us tired of this fucking life. But at the same time, let's raise the quality of life, guys, by being here, wanting to be here, knowing that we will be here, and that we want to live and do more fun shit, okay? That's how I feel. And, you know, that's just what it is, man. Like, you know, I love to drink, okay? I think drinking is fun. I'm going to stick with it, but I do know it's bad. You know, just like smoking is bad, you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to pick on anybody out here. But, you know, your devices, what else is bad? I like to pick on people, like... I know I watch TV. I'm a Marvel head, Marvel aficionado. Y'all saw I was fucking Vision. Y'all see my Infinity Stone. I had to take it out. I got pieces stuck in there. But, you know what I'm saying? I forgot my point. Oh, yeah. Sitting down watching TV, that's bad for us, too. You know what I'm saying? We got to get up. You know what I'm saying? We got to use these legs. You'll lose them. Use these arms. You'll lose them. Use these body parts. You'll lose them. You know what I'm saying? You got to use it or you lose it. That's one of my codes now, my mantras. But yeah, recognize these monsters, guys. We're distracted by the distracting. We have to realize that it's a very fun life. Like, anything that we think of can be created. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Like, the whole Marvel, I keep bringing up Marvel because it's fucking wonderful. Black Panther coming out in almost a week. And also, we're about to vote on the 8th, guy. Primary elections, I don't know if you guys care. I care to an extent, but, you know, it's like one of my lost hope things. Just like the murdering of people, black people, all that shit. It's just like, I'm not lost hope. We have to work together. Like, if we work together, we can get some shit done. But it's hard to vote for people because you vote for the wrong person. Like, people ain't perfect. How can you vote for president? But let's not vote for robots because then, you know, people program robots. Still unperfect. But, you know, like, algorithms, AI, I don't trust it yet. Let's not do that. We've seen our robot, Will Smith, smacking people. We can't go that route. But I'm trying to tell you. But yeah. Distracted by the distracting. Like, I know there's just epidemics out here. I'm not talking about COVID. Like, we need to be DEFCON 3. I hate to keep referencing Kanye, but the boy brought us some things that I feel like we got to talk about. Even if they don't make sense, let's just talk about it. But, you know, DEFCON 3 means readiness for a fucking crazy event that's about to happen. A life-threatening event. COVID was that. Maybe it was DEFCON 2. 2 years. 3 years. But, But we gotta be vigilant on these things. Like, people are getting killed. Like Tierra said, and I was hip that some 13-year-old died over this week. And over something, I don't know why, but like, what the fuck, man? Like, I would hate for somebody, you know, I'm not gonna even talk about it, but I just hate that, man. Like, why the fuck, man? Like, this shouldn't be like, if guns didn't exist, it probably wouldn't be a thing. And I don't know if it's guns, but we can die by many things. But yeah. But let's end this show. I'm going to end it on a nice thing. Oh, yeah. One more thing before I end it on a nice thing. And I was talking about, that's why I wanted to bring it up, because I was talking about Roe v. Wade. You know, somebody tweeted, No Nut November is population control. It's the beginning of November, guys. There's a thing called No Nut November where we're supposedly not supposed to have sex. Guys, I am against that fully. And I feel like, oh, damn, I'm definitely missing y'all comments. I'm so sorry. My camera be going out. I can't see shit. You sure it's alcohol and not pride, ego, nothing to lose? That was a good point, Benita. And I don't know why you said anal with the eyes emoji. But, oh, she said y'all don't carry ish. Like babies. We have nut in here. The nut gets into your body and it becomes a baby, okay? I'm sorry. Speaking of nut, No Nut November. But yeah, No Nut November is population control. Non-stop Nut November all year long, fellas. Let's go. So I don't know. I do believe in population control because I believe in genocide. And I feel like this motherfucker be getting full. Too full for rich people. And they be like, all right, we got to kill some motherfuckers. And I feel like that's the circumstances of life. And that's why people be dying at this tremendous rate. And you know, these are my theories and thoughts. Please don't crucify me for how I feel. November is okay. November is also Pancreatic Awareness Month. Check your balls. Now, when you say Pancreatic Awareness Month, I didn't realize that was a balls thing. I think that's stomach. My pancreas is acting like, what? Pancreas? That's bladder. That's bladder, right? Oh, it is bladder. Yeah, you're right. I'm in medical. Yeah, stupid, easy. Yeah, I mean, don't listen to me, boss. You know I'm going to get to work and get back to work. But, yeah, check your balls. I didn't know that. It's November is Pancreatic Awareness Month. So, yeah. And you can also get free vasectomy. But let's end this on a good... This is what I have on my notes, guys. I don't know if you guys can see. This says men should ejaculate at least 21 times a month to slash their prostate cancer risk. Men's health. This is retweeted. I don't know if it's actually, this could definitely be fake news, but I don't know. I think we should nut at least 21 times a month. You know, I mean, I'm sure
a lot of us are, you know, and I mean that during sex. I know a lot of us are doing it like triple the time
without others. It's like, nah, but I don't know. I'm just
playing. I'm joking. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. But anyway, yeah. Let's end this on a good note, though. I know I was talking about a lot of dreary things like death and babies. I don't know what's scarier. But new study by the financial advice website.
And this is for my DMVers out there. Shout out to the DMV. I'm from Maryland. You know what I'm saying? The hood of Upper Marlboro. You know what I'm talking about? Scary out here.
Because he's gangsta out here. You know what I'm talking about?
You know what I'm saying? Anyway.
New study by the financial advice website, Wallet Hub, found that
Maryland is the second happiest state in the United States. Only sun-soaked Hawaii beat Maryland for the top spot. Could you guys fucking believe that? A lot of people want to leave the DMV. I don't know why you guys... I think... See, this is what... And I always go on people that want to leave the DMV. And I understand. Maybe you want to go to Florida, but that's where the crazy people are. And when you want to go to where you people, your people are, I get it. And no offense, but... You know? And I like to use that word crazy loosely. I don't mean that. I just like to be with your people.
Get with your people. Go ahead into Florida, okay? Relax yourself. Hey, it's the facts. It's I don't know if it's fake news, okay?
But yeah, happiest state in the United. Only sun-soaked Hawaii beat Maryland for the top spot. Wallet Hub measures states in several areas: emotional and physical well-being, work environment, and community and environment. Wallet Hub chose those metrics because previous studies have found that good economic, emotional, physical, and social health are all key to a well-balanced and fulfilled life. According to a news release, while Maryland placed 24th in work environment, the old line state placed 5th in emotional and physical well-being and 4th in community and environment. Wallet Hub, excuse me guys, my notes are all over the place. Maryland also...
I thought I was talking about good news, but we also should know the facts. Maryland also placed 5th in suicide rate,
8th in the percentage of depressed adults, and 10th in safety.
Maryland beat out Minnesota for the number 2 spot. The least happy state, according to the Wallet Hub study, is West Virginia.
So, and I'm thinking about my... I don't want to put her business out there, but I'm thinking about a family member who's thinking about moving, I heard, and I'm just like, yo, why are you moving? You're going to be unhappy. You might not kill yourself, but you're going to be happy.
But it's like, that's amazing news, and I really am a Maryland supporter.
This is where I've been for my whole life, you know what I'm saying? Like, I leave out of here, I go other places, and I come right the fuck back. This is where the fuck I want to be, you know what I'm saying? I love it here.
It's where all the weather is. You get... all the weather in 1 week sometimes.
You get a blizzard. You get a hurricane.
You get a fucking heat wave maybe. You know what I'm saying? It's fucking awesome.
But yes, that's wonderful shit. I don't know. That's good news. I hope this was an enjoyable episode, guys. I'm going to get out of here because my bladder says we got to go. But I love you all. Thank you for joining. Thanks for Tierra. Check out... Notebooks and Coffee on all streaming platforms, just like Heezy's World on all streaming platforms and YouTube, guys. Check me out. And I do appreciate everybody checking out on all the different countries. I see them. I be seeing Germany and Ukraine. I be like, hey, y'all, if y'all just listening to it together, you guys would be working together. But anyways, I love you all. Good night. And see you next week. Goodbye.